Maria, I don't really have a subject, but prepare. Yeah, that's. I guess I could put that as my subject. When we hear the word prepare, you know, what does it mean to you? Anybody?
Ready for.
Ready for. That's a good one.
Get ready.
Get ready. Can't beat that. I ain't gonna ask for more. You can't beat that. That's it. Get ready. Prepare.
Yeah.
You know, it's a preparation that we as Christians we must prepare ourselves for stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, we wake up in the morning, we don't know what's next, what's around the corner. You know, it's a lot of stuff happening now. We have to be prepared. We prepare ourselves for a job. You know, we prepare ourselves to look for a job. We prepare ourselves to get to the job in the morning. It's a preparation. We prepare, and it's very important that we prepare ourselves for worship. Prepare ourselves to be a Christian, because this ain't no game. It's a preparation. It's no game. When you look at what's happening in this world, it's so much hatred and prejudice, and it's like it's coming back. It ain't going nowhere. It seems like it's getting bigger. It's getting fuller. It's getting heavier. It's getting, you know, more and more and more. You know, it is bad. It's really bad. And we got to prepare ourselves for this. We have to prepare. It's just like if you're an athlete, you just don't get up and go out and play. You got to prepare yourself. You know, because you might, if you play football, you might end up running the wrong way. You know, it's a preparation. We have to prepare ourselves. And it's very important we prepare ourselves for marriage. That's a preparation. You just don't get into that. Because if you just get into it like that, it don't last. You know? Especially when you're expecting so much so quick. Right? And it might not just happen like that. It's a preparation. You know, a boy meet a girl. She looks pretty, just as pretty as she could be, and oh, he's just as handsome as he could be, right? Man, let's get married. We belong together. Are you with me? You know, don't know one another. Six weeks and get married. 6 weeks you want a divorce. You know, it's a preparation we have to prepare ourselves for. You know, and just like Bible classes, we prepare. For me, Bible classes, I like books. You know, you remember the books, the what they call it, the books that we pass out, you remember? Yeah, the advocates or whatever, yeah. I love those, right, where, you know, you could take it home and you could prepare, you know. I like those books. You can prepare, you know, with lessons also, but I like those books. There's something about those books I just personally I like. Mm-hmm. And it's a preparation. You know, you prepare yourself. You know, because we as a church, we have to prepare ourselves for this world. Because it's a lot, like I said, it's a lot of things going on now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy. You know, you think it's gone, but it ain't gone nowhere. It's probably settled down for a little while, then it's back. It's like a couple of days ago when the kid went to the school and shot up the school. You know, we think it's gone, you know, but if we don't prepare ourselves for it, then it's like, you know, wow, I don't believe this. You know, how could this happen? God said to us, he told us in through the scriptures, he said this world will get worse and worse. Well, you know, the world itself, not the world itself, excuse me, but the folks, the people, the system would get worse and worse. We have to prepare ourselves for the system. This system that we have now, you know, and we get ready to vote for a new president. I might be a better president than all both of them put together, you know. You know, I mean, all both of them. It's like, you know, you just don't know whether to run or walk. You just don't know what to do because you got both sides. They ain't making no kind of sense. That's the system. To me now, to you, it may be different. You know, to you, it might be a little different, you know. But to me, ain't none of them making no sense. Because the Bible teaches us this, right? That our tongue, is it could be a poison or it could be life. Are you with me? One side, we got a person who just saying anything, anytime, anywhere, to whoever, whatever, you know. You know, that's something that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't do. Then you got the other side saying that you know, that it's, you know, we're gonna recognize if a woman want an abortion. Are you with me? We're gonna recognize if a man want to marry a man. We're gonna recognize this. You know, we're gonna recognize these things because, you know, God is love, and we have to understand these things, you know. And you say, well, who should I vote for? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You know, you don't know who, you know. And it's, we have to prepare ourselves for the next president. You know, and we are not to be shocked, right? Because we are prepared. You know, we prepared ourselves because God said the world will wax worse and worse and worse. Like I stated before, it ain't the animals. The animals is doing their thing, sticking to the script. They sticking to the script. It's us. Yep, it's you and me. It's us. We just going off the script, you know, whatever, you know. And when I say us, you know what I'm saying. It's a man, you know. But we have to prepare ourselves for these things. Prepare ourselves for worship. How do we prepare ourselves for worship? Let's everybody, if you can, get involved. How do you prepare yourself for worship? Huh? You gotta, okay, first thing, you gotta pray. And then you gotta what? Study. Then you gotta what? Come. Boy, yes sir, that's important. That's important. The Bible says, forsake not the assembly of yourself together as some. You know, that coming together is very important, you know, because, you know, I remember when I was preaching at Jefferson Street, and, you know, it's no brag, it's just facts now. You know, I just like to speak about it every now and then. If I didn't see certain people, right, it was kind of like a, you know. But when I see them walking through that door, it's like, you know, hello, you know. It's I don't know if it's like that with you now, but it's, you know, it's just to see some certain people. And I mean, all of you, everybody's important. But, you know, there's somebody who's closer, you know, whether you say it or not. There's somebody who's closer, that, you know, in friendship with you and whatnot. And you see that person, you feel better. You know, in the hospital. I've heard people say that they're sick, but when certain people come in, they feel better. You know, it's, you know, you just feel better. You know, it's not that you you know, you just, you know, certain people, you know, you feel better. And that preparation for that morning, right? You got to remember that you got to, with worship, you have to bring something. Are you with me? You have to bring what? Your heart is ready. Are you with me? You got to bring a sermon. Yes, you do. Everybody should bring a sermon. Are you with me? Because if the preacher don't show up, you're all right. Because you got a sermon in your heart. We got to bring a song. Are you with me? In our heart. If the song leader don't show up, are you with me? We still got that song in our heart. Mm-hmm. I got to tell this story. I know my wife, she might not want me to tell it, right? But I remember me and her, I said, you know, we used to like to go to this particular church in North Carolina. I mean, the priest, the minister was outstanding. And the singing was, I mean, outstanding. Right? And we drove all the way down there. Got the preacher out of town. He took his songs even with her. And it wouldn't, you know, I had to put up with that. You know, somebody else got up there and sang songs, spiritual songs, just like anybody else would. Another preacher got up there and preached just like anybody else would. But the preacher that I was expecting wasn't there. Oh, I just knew I was going to get me a good, you know, I was going to get me a good sermon this morning, right? But he was not there that morning. And it's a good, you know, we're going to hear some song. My wife was tapping her feet before we even got there, you know? We was ready, right? But the song leader was not there. And I was kind of like, you know, off a little bit. But then again, I thought, you know, you should have brought yourself a song. You know, you should have brought yourself a sermon in your heart, just in case you didn't get one. You know, it's very important. Just in case, bring it. Bring a sermon. Bring a prayer. Like your brother said, bring a heart, a full heart, your heart. Bring a song. Bring a prayer. Bring a sermon. Bring yourself. You know, bring your giving. Prepare for communion. It's all a preparation. It's all preparing yourself. It's all in preparing. It's like I said in marriage. You prepare yourself before you get married. Because marriage ain't nothing to play with. You know, that is serious. And for those who've been married for 60 years or whatnot, oh boy. Boy, I need to talk to you. Right? I need, you know, right? You know, because sometimes you just feel like giving up, you know. You know, especially, you know, like I ain't got the hair that I used to have. I know that. You know, I don't look like I used to. I asked my wife, I said, honey, do I still look as handsome as I used to? The woman started laughing. You know, and I get it, you know. Things, we lose some stuff. You know, and I got that, you know. In marriage, you prepare yourself for this, for the loss, you know. And you got the hair no more. And you got that flat stomach no more. I got that, you know. But it's a preparation. She had to prepare herself because she ought to know that I wasn't going to look like the same way all the time. She ought to know that. And I, same thing. Right? It's a preparation. Preparation. We prepare ourselves for these things in a proper way. Prepare. Because if we don't prepare, we gonna run into some stuff that we ain't ready for. And then when we run into it, the first thing we want to do is divorce. You know, we want to get out of it. This ain't right. You know, this is not right. And anybody at any time you can talk and help me out some, you know. You know, I'm not going to too many Bible verses. We're just in a talk this morning. We're just talking, preparation. We prepare ourselves. Prepare ourselves, correct.
And so you was asking a question a minute ago about what do you do in preparing when you get it. To come to worship.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that came into my mind was the fact that the answer that was given was great. But in the beginning, to me, the first thing in my mind, you have to get your mindset in that frame of mind that you desire to go to worship. Mm-hmm. You want to go to worship, you're not going to let nothing stop you from going to worship, because if you don't, then things will come up. Phone ring, just to get you out the door. Mm-hmm. You walk out, you may have a flat tire, and somebody call you, can you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. You know, all that kind of stuff, because the devil has all kinds of tricks that we don't see right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can happen, and we don't think about it. And it's better to be late than not to be at all.
Exactly.
You know, but if you had that mindset to come to worship, then you don't let nothing stop you from when your goal is to get to worship, and you come and you say with what you have to contribute also to worship, so that you come together. And one other thing you thought about, I am not trying to take a class in that, but
please,
I know it's in the scriptures. I can't quote exactly what's it is, but it tells us that we're not supposed to forsake the assembly, because the coming together, members together, is for to uplift each other and encourage each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you was talking about, how you feel when you see certain people, because you know that you're going to be uplifted.
Yes,
sir. You just decided them to uplift your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know that they are there, you know, and you know that they're going to say something or do something that's going to increase your spirit and going to, you know, something that the Lord has gave them that they're going to pass on to you. And it's going to, you know, it's going to stick with you. Probably you have to go through that week. At some point in that week, you're going to reflect back on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's what we do with each other. And even if it isn't nothing that they say or do, it's still the fact that you see them.
They're there.
The fact that you're just like you said about putting men in the hospital. When somebody comes to the door, you land in the hospital, you're hurting and you don't feel well. And you see someone come in that door.
That's right.
That's uplifting right there. Just to know that somebody cared enough about you to come and check on you and see how you're doing.
That's right. You know, it's very important. Right.
Having the right attitude. Some of us can sit here and hear the same sermon, the same words, whatever, but everybody's going to get something different out of it. Depends on what
you're doing. Yes, sir. Ain't that something, it's true. But go ahead, before I.
Oh, and I was just going to say, and to remember that in your season of preparation, at least that's what I'm learning, that it will take different shapes, because the same man I have done a couple of 10Ks, and our different seasons of preparation have not always been the same.
Mm-hmm.
But to remember that whatever season of preparation you're in, it will continue.
Mm-hmm.
So one year you might be, quote unquote, running faster or what have you, but don't forget, whatever you're at, you still put that time in. So preparation is always about the time that you're investing.
Yes, ma'am.
So whatever it is, you have to make sure you put the time in. Preparation is about the time you're putting in.
Amen. Time. All this is, all of this is a part of it. All of it is preparing. When we went to school, we prepared ourselves for tests, for the teacher. Well, you know, we we don't just, you know, especially if she said to study such and such, right? You know, we prepare, we go home, we study, and we hope, and we, you know, especially when we really did study, you know, we got it, we studied, and we get to that class, we can't wait for her to ask questions, you know, so we, you know. But some of us who was not prepared, you know, we try to, you know, duck the teacher, you know, like, you know, and some of my teachers, they knew when I didn't study. They would crawl right on me, Kenneth, would you, man, I don't know that, you know, but they would call me, you know, because I wouldn't have studied it. I'm going to tell you the truth now, you know, I go home and I play. I like to, I like to get on outside and, you know, play. You know, I'll look over something, you know, and so forth and so on. And, but I had to teach it just like she knew me. And she would call, she would say, Kenneth, would you tell us what Putin discovered America? Huh? You know, I don't know, you know. But you know, she it's like she would know. But when I did, you know, study, right? And the strange thing, right? I would raise my hand, and she would not call on me. You know, I would say, teacher, you know, but she would not call. I guess that's the game. You know, that's the teachers, you know. They want to know who did, you know. I don't know. But I remember one time she told us to, you know, we had a test, right? She said, you know, she said to study such and such and such. And we came in, we had a pop quiz, right? And I was not ready for it. And she passed out the papers, right? And I copied. But what I did, I finished the test too fast. I finished it too fast. And she took my paper. She went up there and she, yeah, I had 100, right? And she came back and she said, now take it again. She said, take it again. I said, why? You know, why? You know. She said, take it again. And I could not pass it. That teacher, you know, back then I had hated her, but now I love her because I knew what she was trying to do for me. Are you with me? I was just slowful in my studying, my preparation. I was slowful, you know. I was feeling like if you wanted us to, if we were supposed to have a test, you would have told us we shouldn't give us no, you know, power quiz. That, you know, it, you know, it, tell us, you know, that we don't have, you know, give me a chance. You know, but anyway, preparation is very important. And we as Christians, we have to prepare ourselves every day. We start out, like we said, with prayer. That's the first thing we have. When we first get up, thank you, God, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Prepare me for this day, Lord, because I don't know what's around the corner, but I know that you know. Prepare me, Lord. Prepare me because I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know. You know, because things happen. Things may not happen directly to you. It may happen to your family. Right? But you have prepared yourself in Christ. We prepare ourselves, like I said, by prayer. And every day we prepare ourselves with studying. Study to show ourselves approved. We got to prepare ourselves with studies because someone might come to you and challenge you. Are you with me? Like I said before, I was challenged. We were passing out flyers one day. And this took twice. This is the first time we was passing out flyers, right? So I went to it was a Muslim. He was on the corner, right? I said, "Hey, here you go, bro." He said, "What's this?" No. Let me do it again. I went to the corner. He said, "Here you go, brother." I said, "What's this?" He said, "Some good news for you." I said, "No, I don't want it, right?" And I said, "Here, some good news for you." He said, "No, I don't want it." Are you with me? That taught me something. Are you with me? That taught, just doing that, it taught me something. But I wouldn't prepare for nothing like that, but it taught me something. So we had to be prepared. Another time, I went out, and we was door knocking, and I went to knocking on a door in a what they call them, these people are, oh boy. Well, anyway, he what? Mason, yeah. And, I don't know too much about Masons, whatever, but anyway, I said, "Hey, some good news." I said, "Can I have a, talk with you, have a Bible study?" And he started talking, right? He said, "Let me tell you something. I know more than you." He said, and I mean, he was putting it on me. He was putting it on me. I couldn't get nothing out. He was putting it on me. He was saying, "I know more than you, such and such and such. You shouldn't be, and I mean, he was, and I'm supposed to be teaching him." And he put something on me because I was not prepared. Are you with me? And you don't know who you might run into out there, but you got to study. You have to have an answer for those who ask you something. You got to study. You got to study. You can't just read, And just like the 23rd Psalm, you can read it and memorize it, right? But you got to also study it to say, so you can bring that to somebody. Jesus, when he was tempted by the devil, Jesus went to scriptures. He went to scriptures. And that's an example for us to say that when we are in a Bible study or getting into a Bible study, we ought to be prepared with scriptures, because there's going to be some questions asked. There's going to be some questions asked like, why do I have to be baptized? They will say something like, what if I'm in a plane, right, and the plane is going down? What am I to do? Don't you know we're supposed to have an answer for that? We're supposed to have an answer. If that question is asked, we're supposed to have an answer. And if you don't mind, somebody tell me what's the answer. What would the answer be? How would you take it?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Pray. That's what you were saying?
What else can you do?
What else can you do?
Yeah.
Are you with me? You could tell them, because it's in God's hand now.
Right.
Me and you going down in this plane, right? Right? It's in God's hand now. Are you with me? If God want to save you without baptism, that's God. I am not God. Are you with me? I am not God, right? But I will say, pray. Just like Jeffrey said, pray. Pray for him. Let's pray. Let us pray. And maybe the plane will run out of gas before it falls down. Who knows? That was a funny now. Delta at least laughed. But anyway, pray. There's questions like, what if I don't love my wife no more? I've heard of some churches of Christ. They're saying this, right? They're saying, and I don't know if they said it or not. This is what I heard, okay? I didn't see, but this is what they said. They said that this particular church said this: if you don't love your husband no more, If you don't love your wife anymore, you're sinning. Because you're acting like you love them, and you don't. So you should get separated. You want to say something?
I was just going to say, when God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
No man put asunder. You join together now. You just got to have some, through sickness and through health, through riches, through poor. You got to.
You figure it out.
Exactly. Because one thing about what it was speaking to actually Christians. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? You see, because the world don't understand stuff like this. The world do not understand what we understand. You see, but it's speaking to Christians, and we ought to know, we have ought to have an answer for these things. Figure it out. Work it out. Go ahead.
But again, it's in everything. You still have to go to prayer.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. God's going to have to step in and intervene.
Exactly.
You know, and you have to pray and ask him to help you. And he will guide you and show you, just like he makes a way out of every situation for you. If you don't look for it, you're not going to see it.
Exactly.
But the Lord puts it there for you, and you have to search for it in order to find a way out. And you have tempted to know that this is what he's telling you. It may not be what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be the way that he's going to make the way out for you.
Exactly.
You know, you have to follow that way.
Exactly.
Work.
But you know, on the other hand, it makes a lot of sense what they're saying. And that's one thing that we have to prepare ourselves for. A lot of stuff going to make sense, but it ain't going to be the right thing to do.
Right.
It's going to make a hope. Go ahead.
Right. And a lot of times, you got to say, well, according to Scripture, you know, where do you get this thought?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, they use the opportunity, well, let's
mm-hmm.
pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get together again and see what God
says.
Mm-hmm. You know, we always got to answer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. You got him. I remember Brother Wells. I don't know if you remember him, Brother Wells. But anyway, I asked him a question, right? I said, you know, I said, people are saying that if you're in a plane or whatever, and, you know, you could be saved and whatnot, right? And this is what he told me. He said, tell them to prove it. Right?
Yeah.
He said, just like you said, tell them to prove it. Not prove it out of their heart, out of their mind. Prove it out of the Bible.
Right.
Prove it out of the Scriptures. Prove it. Right? And I said, wow, boy. You know, I said, man, I'm 10 times smarter now, right? Prove it. Because, you know, a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of things that make sense. A lot of stuff that makes sense. But it ain't right. Just like I said, what I heard, you know, the preacher said that it was this church that said that if you don't love one another no more, right? It says it's a sin to stay together and act like you love one another. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He said it's a sin and you should get a divorce. It makes sense, right? But it ain't right. It ain't godly. It, you know, because if you don't love somebody, well, you just gonna stay with somebody and you don't want to be with them, you know. It makes sense. But God says stay together. God could make anything right. If you truly believe, all things are possible if you only believe and trust in God.
Yes.
That's the importance of also having counseling before you get married.
Counseling.
You know,
prepare.
Yeah, right. Prepare. Don't go to all these things
mm-hmm.
what you have to do. But you have to give up, and you want to give them up, and you know, hey, put them on the spot. You know.
So this know, forgiving her, right? But said this, this man, he used to go to see this lady sing, right? She was beautiful. And said that she sung so pretty, and she was, you know, she was really beautiful, right? And he said she got to know her. They went out and they, you know, got to know one another, and said that they got married. And it said on that wedding night, you know, they, you know, after ceremony and everything, they went to, you know, home. And said she took her hat off. Right? Said she took her wig off. Said she took her eyebrows off. She took her teeth out. And he looked at it and said, "Please sing. Please sing." Wouldn't do it. He said, "Please sing." But anyway, sisters, I love you. Let me tell you something. Sisters, you are so precious. You, God knew what he was doing when he made you for us. I might say some things, but God knew what he was doing when he made y'all for us. You hear me? You are precious. So don't get mad at Brother Pastor. I'm just messing with you a little bit now. You know what? But you're precious, man. I'm telling you. Thank you, Lord. You know, thank you, God, for women. You know.
Yes, we.
Thank you.
We fail to remember, you know, loving your wife, loving your enemy is not an option. Yes. God commands you love.
That's a command.
That's his man. There's no option. There's no other alternative to that. Exactly. If he told you to do that, then he'll provide a way for you to do that.
Exactly.
So we can't confidence that it's some love.
Exactly.
That's not an option.
All things are possible to those who believe. You know, God is able. You know, God is able. Because sometimes, you know, that thing could turn around. You know, like you don't love your wife no more, right? Man, why don't you, you know, why don't you just leave me? Let's just leave, right? But it could turn around wherein you become the one who's in need of your wife. Now it could turn around, and vice versa. Wife don't want the husband, it could turn around. It could turn around, and you be on the side and say, you know, please don't leave. You know, it could happen. But anyway, preparing ourselves for marriage, preparing ourselves for school, preparing ourselves for worship. We prepare ourselves for everything. We gotta prepare because we don't know what's around the corner. A woman. She went to the hospital and she lost a loved one, right? And she was a Christian. She was a Christian and she lost a loved one. And down the hall there were some people who wasn't Christian. She knew them, she didn't wasn't Christian, and they were celebrating, you know, because of the one who was getting well and whatnot. And she didn't understand it. She said, I do the right thing. And she spoke to her preacher. She said, I do the right thing all the time. And God allowed my family member to pass away. But and she said, I do it, you know, I'm a Christian and I do things right. And I don't understand that. And down the hall, they're sinful people. They probably got alcohol in there now drinking and so forth and so on. She said, I don't understand. And the preacher said to her just like this, he said, I can't tell you because I don't know. But he said, one thing I do know who do know. You see? And we got to know that Christ knows. And he knows all things. He knows all things.
I think with preparation, you also have to have acceptance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You've got to be willing to accept the will of mm-hmm. God. You can prepare all you want to, mm-hmm. but if you insist on having it your way,
yeah.
your preparations ain't going to do you no good. Jesus said, I will save who I want to save,
mm-hmm.
and I will hate who I want to hate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we were just talking that in ladies' class. The will of God is supreme.
That's right.
Not our will, not our... All we can do is prepare, but we have to be willing to accept.
Mm-hmm. Accept. That's fair. Because we don't know what's around that corner, you know? In Psalm 73, the Psalm of Asaph, you remember that song? Asaph said that he was a person who did what's right. In the sight of God, he did everything that was right, and he said he got envious and jealous of the unrighteous who was prospering. You know, he couldn't get that. He couldn't understand it. He said when he do something wrong, immediately God disciplined him. He said, but when the unrighteous do wrong, it's like they do wrong and get fat off doing wrong, you know? And he couldn't understand it. He said, until he went into the sanctuary, that's what he understood, right? We have to understand and prepare ourselves that all, just because we are Christians, all good things may not happen to us. All bad things might not just go away. Are you with me? We have to prepare ourselves for that also. Understanding that, you know, there's going to be some bad days, there's going to be some good days, you know. And just because we are Christians don't mean that, you know, everything is going to go sweet for us. We have to understand that, you know. In our preparation as Christians, you know, just like your sister said, we have to trust God. We have to recognize first things first. We have to put the main thing. You know, the main thing is the main thing. Are you with me? That's God. Put it first. It's like when we wake up in the morning. You have something?
I was going to say that's why we prepare with the full armor of God every
yes.
day.
Yes. Amen. You know. Thank you, sister. You took me somewhere. You know. That full armor. That full armor we ought to put on. Not part of it. You know. But the full armor. I don't feel like putting on the helmet yesterday. Ain't nothing happened yesterday that I needed a helmet. Right? So, you know, it might be that way today. Mm-hmm. Put it on. You know, put it on. Put the whole armor on. You don't know, you know, you don't know what's around the corner. Prepare yourself with that full armor. Thank you, sis. That full armor we must prepare ourselves, because we don't know what tomorrow might bring. No one knows that. What tomorrow might bring. We wanna be prepared. We wanna, you know, like I said, if a loved one gets sick, if something go wrong, we wanna be prepared. You know, marriage, we wanna be prepared for it, because, like I said, sometimes we get into it because one is rich. I got me. My husband is rich, you know. You know, we get married because my husband is handsome. We get married because my husband, he don't play. He's strong. My husband is smart. Now, what happens if the husband go broke? What happens if he, you know, he just gets weak and sickly? What happens if he don't look like he used to look? What happens if he loses his mind? Are you listening? What happens? You see, we ought to prepare ourselves. Prepare ourselves to say, you know, listen, I'm going to get in this bad. I don't know if my husband's going to last long. I don't know if my wife's going to last, but I'm going to love how Christ, you know, I'm going to trust the Lord. You see, I want to trust the Lord, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, because there's a sermon about the flesh, the carnal, and the spiritual. See, like I said before, many people they love through the flesh. That's a bad way of loving. We ought to love through the Spirit, by the Spirit, because the one thing about the flesh you give way. The flesh don't look good. We walk by faith, not by sight. We look at that flesh. That flesh don't look like it used to look. Like I said, my wife, right? I asked that woman, I said, am I as handsome as I used to be? The woman started laughing. You see, that wasn't supposed to happen. You see, I need an answer. You know, tell me. And tell me, right? You know, so we prepare ourselves. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Jesus also said, love one another as I have loved you.
Yes, ma'am.
If you love like this, how can you say you no longer love your wife or your husband?
That's right. So see, that's what the flesh way. See, that's when you got together through the flesh. You see, with that spirit love don't see. That flesh love is the one who sees. But we walk by faith, not by sight. I don't want to get too ahead of that, because that's in one of the sermons I got. But prepare ourselves. We prepare to study. We prepare ourselves for the winter. You know, nobody. You know the winter is coming, right? You know, you ain't got nothing but shorts, right? When it comes, you're going to have a problem, right? So you got to prepare yourself. The Bible teaches us about the ant, how the ant prepared himself. It says all through the harvest season, the ants are working through harvest. In that winter time, they got what they need. You remember the story of the grasshopper and the ant? Said the ant did what it had to do all summer, but the grasshopper, he wanted to party. You know? He partied, right? And then at the end of the season, when the snow came, the grasshopper knocking on the ant door. You should have done what you're supposed to do when it was time, you know, in time. But it's a preparation. We study. We prepare. We prepare to love. We this book is a study book. It's not just a reading book. It's a study. We must study. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, we got to study, not just read, but study. Just take the time, you know, instead of looking at Andy or Mayberry or whatever, study. Instead of looking at, you know, Soul Train or whatever, you know, study, you know. Sometimes, you know, I'm looking at the my football games, right? And I said to myself, I can't put the football before God, right? And sometimes, you know, it's like something pop up in my head. I got to write down something because, you know, I ain't like I used to be. You know, I got to write some things down, you know. Just like if you prepare a sermon or whatever, something just pop up, right? And then you got to leave that and they on the 1 yard line, right? You know, you got to leave. You got to be able to leave. And prepare yourself for, you know, because it's very important to prepare yourself. We have to in everything. We have to prepare ourselves in prayer. First thing we do when we get in the morning is pray. The last thing we do at night is pray, because we don't know if we'll be getting up that next morning. Brother McLaughlin.
I'm just saying, you know.
Would you pray for us, please?
Yep. Oh Lord, we come before you this time. We thank you for this message that just been brought to us. Mm-hmm. This study period, we can ask questions, we can get an understanding. We all can be on the same page doing your will. Lord, we ask that we not only just hear it, but we use it each day that we live, so that we can be prepared. Mm-hmm. When we are confronted with the devil, we will have on our arm. When there is a question asked, we will know what to do, and always doing what we can to point others to you. We thank you for the knowledge. We ask, Lord, that you help us enclose it in our heart, and we'll bring it to our room and banks when it's called upon. Be with us now as we prepare to go into this period of worship. We ask it all in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.